This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's talk about the NFL because, meanwhile, what's happening in the NFL is getting real interesting, in my opinion, is NFL loves the shield, wants to protect its brand and image, and they got not one, but two court cases their ass has just lost in the last 72 hours. John Gruden's progresses through the next stage where he can begin discovery on what ended up being what appeared to be a targeted attack by maybe Snyder himself in leaking emails to get him fired. Mm-hmm. And now today it was reported that Brian Flores can now proceed to trial, public trial, over his civil claims that the league and three teams, specifically the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, and the Houston Texans were discriminating against him as a part of their process. So they now have two open cases working against them in NFL public court where discovery could take place, Gold.
That's this has got to be their nightmare. That's the part they don't want. Their fear is all of a sudden having to basically open the books, if you will, right? Let the access be there for emails that may or may not have been sent in terms of the John Gruden stuff and who leaked them intentionally, plus whatever dirt that still is out there for Dan Snyder, even though he's not a current owner of the Commanders. We all know at the time there was a lot of speculation about other stuff that maybe was said in their workplace and all that. So yeah, this is something the NFL does not want to have happen. I don't know what the end result is going to be, Cody. I also don't know what even in the John Gruden circumstance, we know, I think it's clear he wants to coach again. Is he wanting to settle and get money, or is he wanting just to expose everything? I don't know the answer to that. Only he has the answer to that. And that's what I think is interesting, because if we find out he ends up, you know, settling or something like that, then it was more about financial gain and, you know, being able to move on in that way. If he's wanting to just blow up the whole system, that's a whole different conversation. I don't know what is going to actually be the end result, but I'll tell you, the NFL does not want the discovery of emails that owners may have sent to each other in regards to some of these topics. That's for sure.
It'll be interesting to see, because he's been vocal about wanting to coach again, but he's said that he wants to coach in the SEC. He's been doing his little tour going around and speaking to different teams and stuff across the country, and he's like, I want to be a college football coach. I think he fits the college football rah-rah type of profile, where he might try to do both simultaneously, where get back into coaching and also try to burn down the NFL in the process. And
well,
try
I mean, Brian
make
Flores is actively employed.
As possible.
Brian Flores is actively employed while actively suing the NFL and three NFL teams.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
So it's not like you can't do both.
Yeah.
He's a very, very, very good defensive coordinator actively for the Minnesota Vikings. So, like, their problem is, do you just settle these so you don't get to the public disclosure part? Because here's the problem. I think the
NFL would like to, but doesn't mean it always happens that way.
I'll be honest. I think the NFL is guilty of both of these.
If they settle, though, doesn't that kind of give off the
settlement
guilty vibe?
Settlement doesn't mean you're acknowledging guilt.
Yeah, no. I know, but the same thing goes for other situations that we've seen with settlements people, in the league. It's like, right, we know you kind of did it, I guess, basically.
I understand, but there's also people that plead guilty to crimes that they just don't, it's still, they don't want to risk the op. Like, it doesn't always, just because you
plead, trial's bad, trial, yeah, anything can happen.
Just because someone pleads guilty to something does not actually, like, it does not always mean that they would have been found guilty in the in court. Like, there's reasons why some people plead guilty to a crime to avoid the risk of also being found guilty and spending way more time in prison. Like, it's not a people, there's the public perception, I'm with you, but it does not mean you are guilty if you settle. That is, somebody could sue Cody, doesn't mean he's guilty. He just might be like, hey, I want to move on with my life. I'll write a check and be done with it.
Sure.
Like,
I actually think the NFL is probably guilty of both of these things. Partially because Snyder's deal with the NFL when he sold the team was, you can't spill the dirt on me. And it just seems like too many dots connect to Snyder was letting this stuff blow up at the exact same time all this stuff with him was blowing up. And it was a big distraction thing. And I think we fairly well know that the NFL has been discriminatory at other times. And against Flores, does not seem all that crazy to me that that would be something that took place. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this. Discovery is the NFL's legitimate. It's their worst nightmare. Because whether they're guilty of these things or not, they are too big of a business to not be guilty of some shady stuff that the rest of us would look at and say, ooh,
well, they just don't.
You
don't,
were doing what, or covering up who, or doing the, you know, they don't want personal emails. They don't want any of this stuff tossed in here where, like, I'm sure something ugly was said.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the Gruden stuff, it's the Dan Snyder aspect, even though he is, as I say, he's not the current owner. But, you know, that was the owner that they wanted out because of some of the things that were going on. And so who knows what other things he was doing. And what other emails might have been sent and things like that. So, yeah, it's something to watch. It's not going to happen like tomorrow or something, but it's something over the next 6 months, I would say, to a year, that at some point it could become a little problematic for the NFL.
Do you think we'll get anything out of this, or do you think they'll settle before we get to that?
Between all three of them? Oh, I think there'll be some new dirt, if you will, that comes up that doesn't look good. But, like, here's the thing. You know this as well. We can say it won't look good. Like, the NFL's disappearing. You know what I mean? Like, it'll...
It'll damage the brand, but it won't. Yeah.
Unless there's something where Roger Goodell in an email or something, Cody, where he clearly did something and it cost him his job. That would be like worst case scenario. You know, there's something that he should have not allowed and he turned a blind eye or something. And then he might have to be somebody that's a scapegoat. Otherwise, the NFL's not going anywhere. You know, everybody moves on and nobody's going to stop rooting for the NFL because of it. But it would be more if there's something that, you know, looks damaging to Roger Goodell or another owner that forces them out or something like that.
From the 816, I need to sue Cody for damage to my ears from his songs.
Jeez. Well, small claims, Cody. I'm not worth that much. I don't have Jason Kelsey's net worth. Taylor hasn't come on our show. If you happened to, you just like listen to this because you want to try to pick up
football tips. I'm sure she wants
Taylor,
to come on the show.
If you would even just come on the show for, I don't know,
10 seconds?
30 seconds. Okay, 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll just come on this, if you'll just
if you
send
come on
a
and say,
voice
I love
mail
Cody and Gold.
If that ever
that
happens,
says, you're listening to Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan. You don't even actually have to have live appear on this
show. Just have your PR people send an email.
I will wear orange every day until that album's released. And I'll have to go to the store.
I've got a couple of Bengals shirts for you.
First of all, it'll never happen, but if she came on the show, Cody would just try to talk about bread the entire time. We would get nowhere else besides sourdough. That's okay. The only problem. Yeah, I think that'd be my worry. You'd also ask about silverware. You'd start asking about stuff like that.
I bet she has.
You'd
nice
ask
silverware.
Her to name off a bunch of cheeses too, probably. How many cheeses can Taylor Swift name?
I bet she can name more than you. I bet there, and she could probably do it a little more concisely than you overall. I think that would be the best part.
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere?
Yes.
Blue, Swiss. I don't know why. Did I say Gruyere gets me every
Did
time?
Did I say Gruyere?
Did I say Gruyere?
That sounds like a person who also buys big, like
Taylor
like
gets it, man.
Special
baking
silverware, yes.
You should pick up
Did
baking,
I say
Drew.
Gruyere?
Instead of French, you should pick up baking.
Life How's skill. The French lesson last night? You said you're doing this every night. How's the French going?
It was good. I learned a little bit more about saying goodnight. I don't remember.
You don't remember. You didn't learn it very well then.
Correct. You know, I didn't retain the information, so but I'm going to have another lesson tonight that repeats. It's very repetitive in nature of
good night. Isn't that just au revoir?
No, that's goodbye. Oh. It's like bon nuit or something.
Au revoir is goodbye. Yes. Okay.
I think it's like
you have that down. You got that one left.
I'm trying to remember. I'm legitimately trying to remember from seventh grade when we had to take all three languages. Like,
you had to take all three. You had to take like Spanish, French, and German
in sixth and seventh grade, or at least seventh grade.
Oh, we had to just pick one
of them. No, so like we eventually picked by eighth grade. We had picked. But I think in seventh grade, they made us take all three.
Oh, so it's like a test run of which one you like more, probably.
French,
yeah,
Spanish,
nice.
And German, I'm guessing.
Someone says Cody would try to share all his songs with her, and she'd probably leave right away. Because Cody be like, can I play one for you? Oh, my
can
God.
Can I give him the whole thing?
If she came on the show, hangs up the phone. If she comes on the show, I promise not to play you a single one of my songs. Does that help?
Yeah.
Unless you want to collaborate, and then
oh, jeez, so oh, good.
And then I'm in, you know?
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, she wants to. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter or Cody Tapp?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.